You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. On a Friday, commentator Gary Borders has this appreciation of a man who worked on the railroad, running the steam engines of a bygone era.
In 1946, 23-year-old Walter Beaver was mustered out of the Marines after serving in World War II. He was stationed in the Pacific. Walter returned to his job working on the Pennsylvania Railroad. Over the years, he worked just about every job available and operated nearly all of the locomotives available. One of them was a K-4 steam engine. It was fueled by coal and used mainly for passenger service. It is widely considered the greatest steam locomotive of all time. The K-4 could top 100 miles an hour, but it wasn't allowed to do so for safety reasons. Walter worked as a locomotive engineer for 41 years until he failed an eyesight exam in 1987, just shy of his 65th birthday. The railroad company removed him as an engineer because he could no longer pick out various colors, a requirement to control train operations. Rather than take a desk job, Walter retired and lived another 20 years. By the early 1950s, the railroad companies began to phase out steam locomotives. The Type 1 sees in old westerns billowing clouds of steam. A number of restored models still exist today for tourists to ride. Joe McCarthy, a fellow railroad worker, met Walter in 1968. He and his wife became friends with Walter and his spouse. Joe says one could always spot Walter in a crowd because he invariably wore a checkered hat, red, white, or yellow. Joe said when the steam locomotives were phased out, the old-time engineers naturally wanted keepsakes. The most popular item was a brass steam whistle. If you've watched many Western movies, you've heard that distinctive sound as a steam locomotive approached a crossing. Walter died in 2007, and his widow gave Joe the K-4 brass whistle that Walter had kept all those years as a souvenir from his years running a steam locomotive. The steam whistle was designed to play dual, triple, and even more notes in combination. This allowed skilled engineers to vary their sounds. Many trains became recognizable by the sound of their whistle. The legendary Casey Jones was famous for his whippoorwill-like whistle as he pulled his train from Jackson, Tennessee to Walter Valley, Mississippi. These days, train warnings don't sound like whistles, but more like horns. You can go to YouTube to hear how a steam whistle sounds to hear the difference. Just search for K-4 steam locomotive. The other day, a box arrived on my doorstep with a heavy brass object packed inside shredded newspaper. It was about a foot high, an inch and a half deep, with a curved handle. It was dinged a bit, but handsomely polished. No note of explanation could be found in the shredded paper. Eventually, I figured out from the shipping label that it had come from Joe, a longtime email acquaintance. We've never met in person. Joe's a fine storyteller. Sometimes a column I write sparks a memory that sets off an anecdote from him that's far more interesting than my meager offering. A day or so after the brass object arrived, I received an email from Joe explaining what he had sent. He decided to give me the K-4 whistle, which can be attached to an accompanying wooden base and displayed. He added that if I hooked it to an air compressor, it might actually whistle. I tried it out. Sure enough, it softly whistled as air blew through its chamber. The K-4 whistle is a fine piece of Americana. Imagine the miles of track this whistle traveled throughout the Northeast and perhaps along the Atlantic seaboard, the passengers who heard its call, the townspeople who lived along the railroad crossings and slept to its familiar, soothing refrain. Thank you, Joe.